This reminds me of that time we rented a bunch of cabins and we didn't realize, because you know a lot of times these campgrounds won't show you the inside of the cabins, and there's a real reason they do that. when you get there, it's like, oh my, I'm paying for this. But, you know, it's okay. Because when you're there with your brothers and your sisters in the Lord, and we're you know, they're all singing, and we're eating together, we're praying together, we're studying together, we were doing SOP every night. Oh my. Every time I hear that song, that's what I think of, all the women sitting around by. And you can kind of hear me and the guys, like, I can't remember. Well, I know you can hear me and Dwayne and Sean and Eli talking, but you kind of got to listen kind of hard, because we're in the background. We're nearby, and we figured we were far enough away because they were using, I think, a cell phone to record that. Came through pretty good, too, if you think about it. And but, yeah, it's just such a blessing every time I hear it. And with that said, that's a mini praise. if you can kneel, please do so. We're gonna pray before we start the testimony service. And we got a bunch of them. We got a bunch. So please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We trust you, and we love you. Thank you for giving us all that we need day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, sometimes when it gets very intense. And sometimes we don't even have to cry out to you because you got that head so tight, so close by, that the prayer got answered before we could finish the prayer. You are amazing. Thank you so much for that. And thank you for blessing us all, especially those that are going to be testifying here in a few moments, because we just can't hold it in. We got to let people know what you're doing. And so thank you for blessing us on this testimony Sabbath. And please bless everyone here with a desire to say something, or send a PM to someone who will speak for them if they're shy to go to the mic, or they don't have a mic or whatever. And so please order the mics, especially when it comes to windows. It's a little difficult to set them up sometimes. And so please bless us with your presence all throughout, as you always do. And we offer this prayer and all these praises in the name of your precious Son, for without him, none of this would be possible. Thank you so much. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. I want to read a few verses here. And by the way, I want to praise the Lord, too, for shoe polish. Yeah, I know some of you might go, what? Every time I go to kneel, because I got my khakis on and my shirt on. I haven't been wearing a tie recently because the beard has gotten to the point where it's next to impossible to tie a tie with a beard this long. And so, and it covers the tie up anyway. I mean, it doesn't go all the way down my belly, but I do have the dress shoes on. And every time I go down to kneel, it's usually the, yep, definitely the left foot. That's where I kind of like roll onto. You know, I start with my left foot and I roll it out and get on my knees. Yeah, the fronts, and these shoes are decades old, because I only use them when I preach, or you go to a wedding or something, you know. But I never go to weddings, because every time we get invited, it's for Sabbath, and there's drinking, and, you know, so we don't go. And, but yeah, these, I think I have some shoe polish left. I'm going to get them scuff marks off. I used to sell shoes in a Jarman shoe store, and I got these. I was in my 20s, I think. We were just only had a couple of kids. I've had these ever since. And they were expensive back then, but I got a major discount because I was the manager. And the only salesman, too. That's one of the reasons you had to have certain talents. You know, you had to be a manager someplace before that, because you literally had to run the store yourself. But, yeah, they had good shoes. The only thing I hated was polishing the brass, because they had these brass pillars when you came in. The little kids were always touching them. It looks like gold. The next day you come in, you got all these little tiny fingerprints all over the place. You got to use Brasso, it's called, because it tarnishes that fast from human fingerprint oil, really quick. So anyway, I want to read you a couple of Bible verses for those of you that haven't ever gotten on the mic, and I understand it, too, because sometimes these mics are a joke. I'm actually thinking of getting another one, because I don't know, I should have a second one. I did buy a second one years ago, and then a year or two after I bought it, I decided to test it out. It never worked. Bought it brand new, never worked. So I should get another one just for safety reasons. But Or I can always use Franz, but I don't like USB mics. But the thing is they're hard to set up, and so some people don't use them. But if you want, you could PM somebody your praise that will get on the mic or has a mic already set up, or email them, because of what we see here. And this is what I was talking about last night in regards to Psalms. I believe I was in 108, Psalm 108, and then I decided to do a quick study and jumped around a little bit. And so I went back to Psalm 57, verse 9. Well, here, I'm going to put these all in the room here. I don't know if they're going to fit because I separated them. Okay. Dolpa just goes to 117. Oh, yeah, it did. It got them all. Well, I'll be. Yeah, they're all there. There's just four or five. Yeah, it's five of them. Good, good, good. And for those of you on WTPI, the first one is Psalm 57, verse 9. It says, I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. Hint, hint. I will sing. Gilbert's famous for this stuff. You know, he'd like get out there and praise his name. You know, we know. So there's no mistake that he does that. So that's why your brother does that. But I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. All right. And then Psalm 102, verse 18 says, this shall be written for the generation to come. And the people. I forgot to turn my recorder on, so let me, hold on. Okay, Psalm 108, verse 18 says, this shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. Psalm 107, verse 15. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And that's not just your brothers and sisters, because you got the children of God, the children of man. And so you got to let everybody know. That way you bring them in. You're bringing in the sheaves. And then 108 verse 3 says, I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. As a matter of fact, I think it's that one that, because it echoes exactly word for word Psalm 57 verse 9. That's why I didn't repeat it when I started recording, because I can't remember how many of them I found that literally said the exact same thing all over and over and over. And it was different psalms. So David liked that phrase, it seems. So, and then Psalm 117, verse 1 says, oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you people. And if you look up the term praise the Lord, if you use a computer Bible or a cell phone Bible, it comes up 32 times in the Bible. And if you search for praise ye the Lord, it comes up an additional 25 times. And so, praise his name. Because it does, it's there, it's an excellent, well, as a matter of fact, thank you for reminding me, Father. I got an email, handwritten letter. I think it was a handwritten letter. I think I got it around here somewhere. I don't throw these kind of letters out, so. Where'd it be? Let me see if I can dig it up here real quick. I don't know if it's this one or if I already started to. No. This one here is just somebody just sending me a review and herald. Love the handwriting. That's why I kept that one. It's just that kind of handwriting could be a font. I kid you not. Wish I had that kind of handwriting. I mean, I do if I slow down, but I write way too fast. So it could be over here. Is it this one? Okay. Nope. All right, I'm not going to look for it. A sister in the faith was saying how you could go to WTPR, like everybody knows, like for those of you on the stream right now, you just noticed the screen went black, didn't you? Oh, look at that. I still had the stuff up from last night in the Edge browser. And it's the only time I use the Edge browser, by the way, for those of you that know about its issues. All right. If you go to you can go to WTPR easy enough just by clicking right there, the middle one there. You go there. I still haven't fixed this, so it still jumps out to that generic MP3 player that all browsers have built in. I do have a better one, but yeah, I just keep forgetting to do it because I got other things going on. But you could also click this area here, where, you know, the gold gift box. And I don't think it's in miscellaneous. No, I don't see it in there. Anyway, if you just click the gold gift box, it brings you to all the sermons. And for those of you that aren't aware, I did rebuild this page, even though I'm going to keep on using, you know, adding to it, like on the bottoms and stuff where I put the studies and the sermons. But eventually the bottom part of the screen is going to be gone, maybe in about a year. I don't know when I'm going to do that. Because if you click here, I've got it built right onto the sermon, a server, rather. And that's why you see Brother Andre, and then you got the fellowship. That was last week because our internet was messed up. So it was just me and Andre, and then the 5 p.m. study. That was the week prior. Look at the dates. See, they're all here. And I think what the sister was doing, either that or, and literally, if you, this will take you forever to get through. I don't know if I put the number on the bottom, if I let the computer calculate it. Yeah, 2,747 sermons or studies, so we're up there. But if you just go to this page, I think this is what she may have done, and she may have F3'd the page. Like if you type in F3 and put in testimony, I just put in the word test. Praise and testimony service, I think that's the first one. We started doing it back in 2012, yeah, in June. And she said she listened to a few of them, and her heart was blessed in amazing ways. Now, so think about this. If you haven't, like say you're a little shy and you don't want to go out and, you know, share your faith with someone, I praise the Lord that she sent me this note, because these praises that we give do bless people. This is why we do it every month since 2012. We've been doing that 9 years. Oh, man, that's a long time. Every month. Well, no, back then it was every 3 months, like directly after communion, I think. Recently, a year or so ago, we started doing it every month. But it blesses the hearts of people. We had one a few months ago, or a month or two ago, that was like, I'm so tempted to make a video about it. I mean, some of the stuff that the Lord did for some of you, it was just, oh, all of us got shocked on some of the things he's doing. And you might think it's, in, you know, minuscule and no big deal to share this or share that, or you might think, you know, all these other praises are so much greater. No, don't ever think that, because some people might look at what you're sharing as, like, okay, that's nice, it's sweet, and praise the Lord, but someone else will see something that's, you know, much more shocking, like they didn't die in a car accident or something, let's say. And but those little praises are just as cutting to the heart as the big ones, because there's people listening, and there's 8 billion of us on this planet, so you never know what happened to you is your opportunity to, you know, to share it with somebody else that'll change their life. It'll make them realize, hey, I'm not alone. I'm not the only one that thinks this way. I'm not the only one that thought, can this be God? Yes! And so it is God moving in your life, and so praise his name. So let's go here, and because this first praise, I usually like to try to do mine first. I got a few of them here, so I might, you know, take a break after sharing one or two. But the first one I want to share was, I got up this morning and I've got this issue with my thumb again. Remember that? A few months ago, it's starting to happen again. And I'm just lethargic. I'm just, you know, as a matter of fact, I'm going to turn that fan on. And I'm just dragging my feet and all this other stuff. But boy, when I sat down to start sharing from the Word, he does it every time. I could be like, you know, it's all I can do to get to the chair. You know, I wasn't that. I'm not sickly or anything like that. I was just, I just wasn't moving so fast this morning. And then all of a sudden, bam, when he, when this Holy Spirit moves, he moves. And it does. It was kind of like a second wind, if you will, some people would call it. So praise the Lord. I want to praise his name for that. And then, the other day, well, actually, this was the 28th of April. Prayer was answered very, very fast. But I, you know, we couldn't share it last week because of the internet being down. because it only happened a few days prior to that, because last week was May 1st, and this happened on April 28th, which is just 3 days prior. But as I was working on an old video redoing the picks, it's a video I did many years ago in regards to, is Sunday the Christian Sabbath? I think that's what it was. And I used, I think, Vegas Pro back then. It's like a $100 program. It's not like the nice stuff that's like $1,000. I would never buy that anyway because the learning curve, yeah, I would eventually learn how to use it, but, you know, I'm not going to be able to do much for a year or two because it's a lot of work to learn these programs because they're not, they don't give you books anymore like they used to in the old days. And so I was working on an old video redoing the picks, and I realized it's just too much for me to handle at this time, and so I'm just going to let my son do it, Luke, because he does the long videos. This one was like a 30-minute sermon. And so I prayed and I asked him, because I didn't have anything to do. I hadn't had no video. I didn't put any video up for like a month and a half, you know, because I'm just tired of it with YouTube. I'm sick of it. That's why we haven't done the streaming on YouTube, because you never know what they're going to do. And I did put a video on YouTube recently and then, of course, one yesterday because it didn't have anything to do with climate change or vaccines and stuff. So they're not going to pull the video, you know, like they did the last one where the Vax, what is it, Mask the Vax to Mark. And they shut me down where I couldn't stream for a week. I couldn't upload for a week. I says, yeah, well, I have stopped streaming anyway on YouTube because they broke my streamer. At that last time, they banned me and said that after 2 weeks, you'll be able to stream. And so I waited and, yeah, I couldn't stream. Wouldn't do it. So I built my own stream server. Two of them, in fact, you know, so that I have a fallback. And so I prayed. And I says, Father God, you know, because I was thinking I'll just redo some of the old videos. But it's a lot of work, especially when you use the Camtasia, because that's what I use, even though they just rebuilt it and it works a little better in certain things. And I figured I'll just let Luke do it, but I needed to, you know, I just felt like is there something that you want me to share? Because it's been over a month. I haven't had any urge at all to make a video. And so I prayed and asked the Lord to give me a new short video to do for him, and within a few minutes, I came across that article about the Pope glorifying Judas. You know, he hangs that picture in his office with a naked Jesus bending over to caress Judas, but Judas has clothing on. And then, of course, the next video came a few days later in regards to the Pope saying, deny the individual. And so I wanted to praise the Lord that within minutes he gave me that because I didn't even know that was out there. Did not even know. I just happened to start going through my routine. It was Let me look at the old computer thing here. The 28th was a Wednesday, so that's when I do my updates. And so it wasn't like I was looking for anything. That's when I do the updates now. And so... And I also want to praise the Lord that the Gardein system that I have finally did the deep clean. I didn't do it all the way where I pulled the tubes apart because I got better things to do than break my knuckles. And so I decided not to do that. The way they designed it for cleaning it, yeah, it's not something to write home about. So I did a scrub on the inside as best I could. But the main reason I want to do it is I want to relocate it, get it out of my office, because when you let it sit for 6 months, and they say to clean it 6 months to a year, and it had been over 6 months, and you're going to get algae to grow in there, and I was just breathing algae, the smell of algae all day for in here because that's where I work. And I want to praise the Lord that I was able to get it out of the office, put it in the laundry room, and rebuild it. And so now it's all fresh, ready to go, but... The water sensor still says I have 90%, even though I know I was at 50 when a couple days later. But praise the Lord, they're sending me out a part I have to put in there to fix the problem because they realize that, okay, it's a design flaw. And so they're sending me out a free, they called it a foam thing. I guess you put it on there to stop water from splashing onto the sensor or something. I don't know. That doesn't seem like what's happening. I think this something grew on it, like algae maybe. I don't see how there's no light down there, but something happened. And the only issue, so I praise the Lord I get that, and I'm getting it for free, and I'll have a fix, and now I can just check my cell phone to see where the water's level at. Instead of going out there, getting on my hands and knees, putting a flashlight in there, trying to see where the water level's at. And but the part means I got to take the whole unit apart again, so you know, to get it in, and so I'm gonna have to deal with that. But at least this time I ain't got to do any scrubbing, so I'll get that done. But I did have to move it. I was literally getting sick from it was like a miasma, you know, like Sister White, you know, says you got that stuff too close to the house, like a pond. You breathe that in all day, it can cause problems. And one more thing, and then I'm gonna jump into the other. Here, I'm going to kick out the, to make sure I can see if anybody's putting their hand up over there on the turbo. But this is the second time this has happened in my life, and I praise his name for this. The first time this happened, we had just built a greenhouse for the back of our, in our land here in the back end, well, the back of the house. And, I wanted to water, I wanted to be able to get water to it to where I wouldn't, in winter if I had to, you know. And I know when it gets below zero, I'll just shut the water off. And praise God, we now have valves in the basement where I could shut the water off in the basement and then just release it in the greenhouse and get the air in the lines, you know. But regardless, to be able to get more time with water in the greenhouse, I wanted to put the garden hose in a tube, and I only needed 8 more feet because I had, you know, old PVC laying around or old radiator hoses. I mean, I was sticking any kind of hose on the hose that I could that would cause an air pocket, you know, to prevent the cold from freezing the water in the garden hose and popping it underground. Then I have to dig it all up and fix it. I had like 6 to 8 feet left to go. And I just couldn't find anything. And then I saw in Larry's garbage pit, and Larry used to own the land next to me, some old guy. He had a garbage pit in the back of his land. And he obviously dug the pit next to another pit that he had years prior. And so when he dug that pit, he scraped the edge of the old pit, which caused an old, I don't know what kind of hose this was. It's not the black one, okay, because that one wasn't PVC. This one was PVC, but it was a thinner, it was a smaller circumference. It was like maybe 3 inch as opposed to the 4 inches I usually had laying around, or maybe even a 2 inch. It was enough to cause an air pocket. It was sticking out the side of the earth about 3 feet down into the pit, so it was under some earth. So, you know, and so and I grabbed it and I yanked. It wouldn't budge. It wouldn't budge at all. And I yanked it again. I said, Father God, I need this hose to be able to finish, because I figured, okay, about 3 feet sticking out, and I'm hoping at least another 3 feet underground, so it's going to be all I can do to get it out. Couldn't. I budged. Couldn't do it. I said, Father God, please give me the strength of Samson just for a moment. And boink, that thing flew out like I was starting a mower. I mean, it just come flying out. I said, wow, praise the Lord. And so, you know, I finished the job. Well, the other day, well, actually, this is 3 weeks ago, on the 13th of April, I was working on the fish tank filter, you know, the ring that locks down the UV light so that, like, when I filter the water, I don't just filter out the debris. I filter out any free-floating algae that's trying to spawn, and it goes into the filter, and the UV light hits it and kills it instantly, and then it, you know, it gets stuck in the filter, and then I clean the filter, right? But I got to get that thing because the bulb was bad, so I had to replace it. And it's got this lid, this spinning lid to get off. And it's got bumps so you can grab it. And I got big hands, and so I can get it on there. So big, I think it was like the size of it fit in my hands, so it was over. Yeah, it was about 6 inches wide, maybe 5. And I'm yanking, I'm throwing it, both hands. It just wouldn't budge. Wouldn't budge. And so I prayed out loud again, please, Father, give me the strength of Samson just for a moment. And immediately it spun off like so that was the second time, and I wanted to praise his name the way that happened. It was just because I needed it. Otherwise, I'll have to go out and buy a whole new filter if I can't get that thing off of there, or I'll have to drill into it. And then if you do that, you got air holes, so you got to reseal it because it's under pressure. You can't. It's water. You can't let water get in there, because you'll pop that bulb. And so I wanted to praise his name for that. That was twice in my life so far. And so praise the Lord. And so, but let me see if anybody else. Okay, I got a few here that I'm going to read. Let me check my email real quick. Yeah, we do this every testimony Sabbath. Okay, Sister Kara. Sister Kara, Kara. Let me just see. Hi, Pastor Nick, out this email. Sister, is she here today? I'm thinking. Oh, she's not in the chat room. Otherwise, she'd, because I'm seeing Katie and Joe, and there's no other K's. So she could be on WTPR or sorry, my headset just hit the mic. she could be on the stream. But I'm hoping you got my email response back, sister, because every time I try to email you, it bounces back saying you never get it. So, but I got your praise, and I'm going to read that now. Sister Kara says, "Hi, Pastor Nick, and dear brothers and sisters, I hope you get this email for Testimony Sabbath today." She says, "I have fell in many areas in my Christian walk over the past few months, and it has been tearing me up. But I can't praise the Lord enough that each time I slip into sin, he constantly reminds me to repent and get back up, because there is very little time to get serious before it's too late." Amen. And if you guys want, I'll read, I think it's pages 70 to 72, Steps to Christ. And it's a dinky little book, so it'll take me all 3 minutes to read it. When you hear what Sister White says about strong Christians falling into sin once in a while, and what they and how the Lord looks at it, it is going to bless your heart to the point you're going to go, wow, you know, thank you, Jesus, because it does remove all that. Because the devil, you know, 1 John 1:9 is clear. We all know, right? We're forgiven. But the devil keeps on reminding us that we're sinners, and he keeps on reminding the sin that we confessed. He just tells them to get out of here, and then, you know, just tell them to shut up or get thee hence, Satan. And then anyway, she goes on to say, it says, I have not been the Christian that our Lord would like me to be, but I want to praise him so much that he has given me such a deep desire to obey him and get closer to him and not give up. Yeah, we're all experiencing that, sister. It's called, we're getting ready for the latter rain thing. There's no other way to call it. We're just preparing for the rain is what we're doing. Prepping for the latter rain. Isn't that the sermon series I'm working on? Or is that Loud Cry that I'm working on? I think it's Loud Cry. Yeah, Loud Cry series. We already did the prepping for that. And then she finishes by saying, "It is so hard for me not to have anyone in my life that desires to walk with our Lord, and I tend to want to give up, but I can't, and I praise him for that. Please keep me and my family in your prayers, please. God bless you all." And yes, sister, you are definitely on our prayer list, but I'm going to put you in there again since I didn't delete the email yet. Let me go down to the prayer requests and add you to them. So praise the Lord. But amen. Yeah, and so you're going through, we're all going through it, sister. We're so close to the end of the day. I mean, look what the Pope just said. So yeah, we're so close to the end that the enemy of souls is trying to get us to where we feel unworthy to do the work. So, but okay, good. Ryan and Novi got something. Oh, and I noticed Ryan and Novi, but I didn't want to butt in or nothing, because it was going pretty well, and some of the people could hear you fine, but could you crank the mic up a little bit? Because people on cell phones couldn't hear you in the children's story. But I think everybody just jumped into the stream, like if they use the stream for the cell phone. But, yeah, just kick up that mic a little bit. Thank you much. So the next voice you shall hear will be that of either Brother Ryan or Sister Novi. Oh, and I just realized why I didn't start recording. Joe's recording the testimonies. I can't. That's right. My stream thing doesn't work the way it should. Never fixed it, even in the new system. So let me drop the mic.
Can you hear us? I just shouted into the microphone.
Okay, I didn't hear him. Did he? Anyway, somebody else can jump on. I think Katie or somebody else has got the hand. Yeah, Katie's got her hand up too, and Gilbert's got his hand up. So I'm going to drop the mic again because I have my volume all the way down, though, so maybe that's my fault. I didn't hear if he said. Yeah, some of the people, because I, it was very low when I did turn it up. So anyway, let me drop the mic.
Shalom blessings, brothers and sisters. I have a few praises to share. The first praise is I would like to praise the Lord for giving me the words to help somebody that was posting about an issue among women on Instagram. I'm sure most of you guys have heard about it, that a lot of people are claiming that the vaccines are shedding and that they are causing menstrual issues as well as delivery issues for women. So I was like, you know what, let me try to say something to her. So I messaged her, and I told her, you know, many people do not know the dangers of these vaccines and take them with no second thought of what could possibly happen to them later on. But one thing that Christian women, especially obedient Christian women, should know that is that we shouldn't be scared of this at all, even if it does cause those issues. I know it's in the process of being looked into, so it's not fully, you know, published yet, but we don't have anything to worry about, you know, because over and over in the Bible, it tells us, you know, not to fear, that, you know, God is with us, you know, and that's amazing. You know, every single day when we read the Bible, we are reminded of that, and we're not to be scared. So as long as we trust and obey God, we'll be covered with divine protection. And then a couple more people sent me pretty much the same thing, a different post with women scared about what's going on. So I was like, you know what, I'm kind of thinking this is another way, another tool of Satan, because it's just causing more fear and division, honestly. And we can't keep living in fear of all this and letting it continue to divide us. You know, that's what Satan wants. You know, first it was the mask versus unmask, you know, black versus whites, blacks versus Asians, and now vaccinated versus unvaccinated. You know, it's really ridiculous, but I mean, that's what Satan does. You know, he tries to scare people and turn them away from God and his love and his protection. So, and it's going to, it may make our job a little, as messengers, a little bit more difficult, but it's okay. The Holy Spirit will help us and guide us, as well as the people that hear our messages to receive it. My second praise is I also like to praise the Lord for answered prayers regarding something Joe and I have been praying about for a while, with him actively pursuing a job change and why it wasn't happening. And lastly, I'd like to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy and the peace that comes along with it. So, blessings.
We're not hearing anything at all. If you're talking, right? Oh, he just turned off his mic. And for those that may be confused, I think Sister Katie, and correct me if I'm wrong, was saying that some of the women that got the vaccine are scared, but because they didn't know in advance of the dangers, the Lord's going to protect them. As well as there's some rumors out there. With today's world, it's hard to figure out where the truth is anymore, where the vaccines are putting things in people's body that causes pregnant women to, maybe she's talking about this, pregnant women who get close to these people that have had the vaccines, these people with the vaccines are exhuming, stuff is coming out of their pores and causing issues for pregnant women and stuff like that. I don't know. Is that what was going on there? But we're not advocating getting the vaccine. And, you know, of course, some, like the SDA Church is telling people to get the vaccine, literally. And so has some people that have left our number telling people to get a vaccine and then just get detoxed. But it's not a vaccine. It's gene therapy. You can't. Okay, can you? All right, so I guess you didn't hear me on the stream. All right, well, anyway, I just want to double check. Did Katie, was this the women that were getting the vaccine, or they were afraid of the people that got the vaccine that are close to them, and them being pregnant is going to cause issues? Because there's a rumor out there saying if a person has the vaccine and they get close to pregnant women, the pregnant women can miscarry because of the stuff that's coming out of their pores or something. It's today's world, you know, it's kind of hard to figure out where the truth is. But
It was the unvaccinated people or unvaccinated women being close to other women or other people in general that they're experiencing issues, I guess.
Okay, good. That's what I thought. Yeah, because I actually saw a video of a doctor who, he's a pediatrician, and he was saying that he literally has a sign on his door saying that if you have been vaccinated, do not enter this office, because he deals in just pregnant women. And this is a doctor. He says, do not come in this office. I will not put my patients at risk. So it's a real thing. Yeah, the nanotechnology that's in the vaccines, it's causing people to be carriers and to cause things to go into others. That might have been why they started that silly game of talking about humans becoming zombies 7 or 8 years ago. I can't remember exactly how when it was. But, yeah, I just wanted to double-check and see because I couldn't hear the first part. But anyway, Brother – oh, I guess they fell out. Ryan and Novi. Oh, no, they're back. If you wanted to try your mic now, you know, even while I'm talking, if you want to try to see if you can, otherwise it'll just be dead air. Because we can have everybody in the turbo talk at the same time. It doesn't matter. Just like what we just did with Katie.
Can
I was on the mic. She was on the mic.
Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, I could hear you, but I had to crank my speakers up to the max.
Is this better?
Oh, wait, let me turn mine down, because then it'll echo on the mic. All right, so let me get off the mic here. All right, go for it, brother.
Go in there, please.
Okay, can everybody hear us?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. And with the vaccine thing, what it does is, first off, every time they've tried to do an mRNA or attenuated or anything for coronavirus for 20 years now, the animals all look good. Everything is good. They take the blood. They see the antibodies. But then once they actually inject them with something, every single animal dies from it. So it's a cytokine storm. So basically, even if these people feel good right now and all that, they just better hope they never come in contact with corona ever again, because if they do, the body's going to go, most likely go haywire on it. And that's pretty much what's happening with India right now and Michigan and everywhere else where a lot of people have been vaccinated. But anyways, so Thursday we found out that Novi is pregnant again. So I just want to give praise for that. And she's too ashamed to praise for some reason, but I will do it. And, yeah, so that's a big deal. I'm kind of – I know it's going to be a big praise. I know it's going to be better. I'm a little hesitant simply because I know the time that we're in and then with their forced vaccines and all that other stuff, and it's just – and I'm older. So it's kind of – I don't really know. But it's got – it's basically we just have to trust in the Lord. And no matter what I've learned in this life, it's as simple as if the freight train's coming, which it is, and we're standing on the track, we might not get off to the last second. And that's just to test our faith and trust in the Lord if we're going to believe, right? So we might not actually see the escape or see salvation from a certain issue until at the very last second, and that's just a test. So, but anyways, so I want to praise God, everybody. Thank you, and God bless.
All right. Yeah. I got it now, guys. somebody by the name of Christ my Savior came in here preaching false doctrine, and I guess he was using angry words because somebody said to do it, be kind when you talk and stuff like that. I think this is that person that came in here before. He has been muted, and so don't worry about it. He will not be, I'll figure something out here in a minute. So, but let me just see what Sean's got here. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The mute, I think, only works personally. So, yeah, you got to kick him. And so, but he'll come back probably. And let me just see. Kick. You unmute. Okay. I got to come in as an admin, so I don't think I'm admin right now. So it's too bad. You know, these people, they come in here with these false doctrines. Oh, yeah, I am admin. Well, how come it's not letting me? Oh, I got to do through the admin panel. They come in here and during a church service and then, you know, run away after they, you know, they realize that. But this isn't the first time he's done this, so I'll figure it out. But anyway, next, just pray for him because we have the Bible. Okay. We have a Bible. We know how to use it. And they're using creeds. That's all they're doing is they're using creeds, twisted Bible verses, and bogus Bibles that, you know, like NIVs or something. So anyway, from Brother Paul from Kenya, he says, "Hello, Pastor Nick. These past 4 months have gone by fast, and a lot has been going on. Personally, I have seen trials increase, and a lot of them coming from people around me. Sometimes I wonder if people know when I'm trying to walk better in a certain area. Anyway." These trials and tests have made me uncomfortable most of the time, but that has shown me that I still have areas to work on. My praise this Sabbath is to thank God for placing me in a situation where I have to love more, be more patient, show more grace, be more kind, forgiving, exercise restraint, and sometimes speak up. I am by no means ready. I do fall, but I keep getting up and relying less on self and more on Christ. Amen. I thank God for the strength and wisdom he is giving me and hopefully others. Several blessings, Brother Paul from Kenya." So amen and amen and amen, brother. And yeah, we all echo exactly your sentiments here and your praise because we're all going through it too. Brother Ryan, that was very interesting what you were saying. And correct me if I'm wrong, because I was dealing with all these PMs at the time trying to figure out what this person that's coming in and trying to cause issues in the church family. But is the vaccine, because I know with your experience and, of course, Novi being a nurse, are they actually doing it to the point where once you get the vaccine, if you get COVID like next year or something like that, then it's going to cause that storm in the system and kill you? Is that what's going on there?
Yeah, I don't know if that's, like, if they're doing it just because of that, but that is basically what the animal studies were that they've always done, and the reason why none of this has ever been approved is because they killed all the animals, and that's why we're in emergency mode, and nobody really knows, but if you're going to base it off what happened to the animals, yeah, I mean, there's people that are predicting massive amounts of Alzheimer's and ALS and all these other things that are going to happen to people when they're older. Get out. Because, because it's just going to affect the body that way with autoimmune disorders. And, yeah, so from what the studies have been so far, because nobody's ever done a human trial, so the only thing they can go off of is the animals, and all the animals always die. That's why they've never been able to get anything approved, and that is why I'm almost certain that they'll probably never give it to infants or younger kids because every single one of them would die on the site, and you can't hide that. Like, if you're older, and the other thing is this VIRS reporting system, they've only said it only captures about, so the first 2 weeks they're supposed to report, this is for any vaccine, they're supposed to report everything. Headache, nausea, anything within the first 2 weeks. And they basically come to the conclusion that only about 1% gets reported. When they were first going to start doing this, the CDC came out and said they expected about 11,000 or something people to die. And then they were happy when it was only 100 and something, but that's 1%. But basically, we can assume, based off what they say and basically the evidence, is over 300,000 people in America have died from this vaccine already within 3 months. And, yeah, so it just sounds like what's going on with India. It sounds like if you have not had COVID, because it, like I said, it's spike protein, so it's injected in you to recognize something. So whenever that comes in and it recognizes it, the body just has a cytokine storm and attacks everything, goes crazy, you have organ failure, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they might be just trying to mass kill people off.
Well, that's Georgia Guidestones.
Yeah, I mean, that's – and what better way to – first, they're not tracking it, but how much more if all this stuff starts happening 5, 6, 7, 8 years from now, they'll just, you know, they'll just brush it off and say it's something else.
Or they'll just use it as another new crisis. When the deaths start, you know, getting worse exponentially. All right, well, that's kind of what I figured you were saying. So, but yeah, that's what I'm seeing too. In regards to the vaccine is designed to harm rather than help. But I didn't know it was actually going to be sitting in there waiting for the catalyst of COVID itself.
What? Can you read that prayer while you're
right
there?
Oh, okay.
I'm not on turbo.
You're not on turbo. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, thanks, Brother Ryan. Thank you. So, all right. I got a praise here from Sister Susan that it's on Fran's phone. So, it's a seventh blessing. It's praising our Father for his protection during a tornado that touched down close to where my son and his boss were working Tuesday, as well as protecting them from intense lightning. Yeah, it's been really amazing. It's fun to watch, though. I like lightning. But also praising him for his protection for us while we had an intense storm which spawned other tornadoes. So thankful for his love and his mercies.
Yeah,
amen.
She's in Mississippi.
Mississippi?
Last week.
Yeah, yeah.
Really bad.
In Arkansas. That's down by Tim. He's up in that area, or down in that area.
Praise the Lord, Sister Susan.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. All right, I got another one here from Brother or Sister Zay. I have no idea, and I apologize because, you know, being a global church, people come with names from different cultures that you really don't know the gender of it. So, but this is what Zay sent. It says, just sending in some praises. I want to praise the Lord for my new glasses, being able to get colloidal silver to one of my sisters and my other sister's new house, a new car, for my other sister, and for the daily seeds he gives me, of course. Amen and amen. A lot of sisters. So I wonder if it's a sister Zay. You know, I'll find out in an email soon, I'm sure. Because she knows about our gatherings here. All right. Okay, let me drop the mic. I see Sean and Gilbert have got their hands up, and I've only got one and two left, but Brother Samuel's is pretty long. Samuel also sent an audio. It's like, I don't know, 20, 30 seconds. It sounds like a little kid, but it's very difficult for me to understand what she's saying or he's saying. But I don't know. Well, when I read his praise, maybe I'll figure out if he wants me to play that audio, but it won't be easy. So let me drop the mic.
Can everyone hear? Can everyone hear me? Okay, first off, I would just like to say thank the Lord that I'm with you all. Beautiful as always. I want to thank the Lord that earlier, the Lord, as I was doing a bit of studying and things like that, and something came, thank the Lord, I praise his name always, thank the Lord that I came across Job verses 1 and 7, and the reason why this is so significant, because when you actually read it, okay, when you actually read it, it literally describes the cross of Baal. It actually, and it does it in both Job chapter 1 verse 7 and chapter 2 verse 2, right? When you actually read it, And it says, chapter 1, verse 7, "And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said," now this is coming out of his mouth, okay? Small H-I-S, his mouth. And he literally exposes himself when he does this, all right? But I'm just going to keep on reading. He says, "From going to and fro in the earth." That's one line. To and fro in the earth. And that circle represents the earth going up and down in it. You actually put into a search engine the cross of Baal, and that's what comes up. The Lord is so good. I got to be honest with you. It is so simple, you know. And on top of that, it shows twice. He actually brings us up twice. The next thing that that I'd like to thank the Lord for is my granddaughter. Her name is Felicity Orion Stark, but I call her Ori. You know, she was literally born. Okay, she was born with a broken leg and a fractured hip. Okay. But a few days ago, I'm at their house, you know, I'm going to visit my daughter, like my son-in-law, and while I'm, my granddaughter, Ori, is literally grabbing her toes on that side, have become her new toys now, okay? On the same side that she received, that she got a broken leg and a fractured hip, she's now grabbing and stretching and I asked the Lord. I said, "Please help her." And He did. He did. He actually healed her to the point where she's stretching, she's grabbing, and she's reaching those toes, and she's just having fun with it. And I'm just saying, okay, the Lord is good. It's just the way it is. I just wanted to share that. You folks that are out there that are wondering, and I'm going to say it, I've said it so many times, I'm just going to say it again. If you're shy, if you're having problems with your mic, type your phrase in the room. Thank the Lord we can all read, okay? Thank the Lord we can all read. I had something else, but I probably typed that in. I just wanted to share that. The Lord is good. Also, I wanted to thank the Lord that my wife and I, we have a roof over our head, food to eat, clothes to wear. I have a job. I have access to a vehicle. I have the management at my job allow me to keep the Lord's Sabbath. I mean, it's just plain good. The Lord is good. I just wanted to share all that. Just Sabbath blessings to everyone. And, hey, just keep praising, worshiping, thank the Lord. Do not give up, no matter what's going on. Our God is good. Amen, amen, and amen.
Okay. Sabbath lessons. Can you guys hear me? Yes. Alrighty, good. It's my old mic, so that's why I'm not as clear today, or right now, but it will be later. Okay, so I have a number of silent praises, just something that's been in the works for a while. Even when I think about it, something that's even came to mind for years that the Lord just directed for sure in the past couple of months, and He made it go smoothly. And so I want to praise the Lord for that. I am happier. I also want to praise the Lord because the interesting timing of the internet's dropout last week, like it couldn't have happened at a more opportune time. Interestingly enough, I was thinking about something during that week about having someone replace me for 5 p.m. And I just kept getting the thought, like, I wasn't sure why I was thinking that, but it was just like I wouldn't have to worry about it. And in hindsight, it makes sense why I was thinking that way, why I was thinking like it was not something that I had to worry about. But I want to praise the Lord for just that kind of discernment and that kind of understanding and seeing things. And also for his word, too, and the wisdom and the experiences that he gives us as well. I want to praise the Lord for it because we go through things and we're given knowledge and truth and such understandings that are in the scriptures and that we've seen other people go through so that we can share them with other individuals. And I just want to praise the Lord that, you know, he does give us that wisdom. We know it's from him. We do see what happens when people don't listen to the pieces of advice that are given. But we can also see that the Lord still has mercy upon those who still, you know, may not have made the right decisions at that time. And so I want to praise the Lord for that. I have something from Sister Vera, where she says, Sabbath blessings, beloved brethren, for this past month. I just want to praise the Lord for all the opportunities and wisdom to share with the precious Muslim souls the truth about COVID and to link that to the end time prophecies and to expose Islam to them. Please keep all these precious souls in prayers and that they will be led to search out Christ with all their hearts before it's too late. And that's from, again, Sister Vera. I felt like I had something else to say, but I can't think of it right now. If it comes back to me, or maybe I've already said everything, but I felt like I had something else to say. But I will say this is half a blessings, everyone, and I will put down the mic.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. I'm able to share this testimony Sabbath. I wasn't able to share last Sabbath because the enemy was attacking me. As most of you know, I didn't have internet. It was very unstable for like 3 weeks. And with much prayer and my prayer warriors here in the church, I'm up and running. So praise the Lord. It was just really strange because, you know, we had bad internet connection and then we had internet connection, but my husband's computer was working fine and my computer, it was like I could get on our website, but I couldn't navigate. I couldn't like do anything on the website and it was just really weird. I'm like, why isn't my computer and not my husband's? And I realized, you know, duh, the enemy's attacking me. I do a lot of my work for the Lord on the computer, on the internet, and so I know that was a big part of it. And also, obviously, with the church on our internet, the enemy attacked me there. So my husband is really good at fixing computers, and he builds computers, and so I just he kept trying and troubleshooting, and couldn't figure out what was going on with my computer, and you know, we tried all these different things, and then I just kept praying, you know, Lord, fix my computer or give my husband wisdom of what to do with the computer, and come to find out my Ethernet cable, I guess, was getting, I don't know, a bad connection or something, so we got a new Ethernet cable, and we switched modems, we got a different modem, and so, praise the Lord, everything's up and running and going smoothly, so I just want to praise the Lord for that, and I did have another glitch not too long ago, but I prayed, and the Lord fixed it. So I want to praise the Lord, you know, for the peace he gave me through these trials. You know, if anything, I praise the Lord for the attacks, because, you know, when we're attacked by the enemy, we know we're making him upset, right? And so we're on the right path when the enemy attacks us. So I just praise the Lord for the attacks because it's, you know, obviously it's annoying and it's frustrating, but we still give God the praises because, you know, the enemy is attacking us and we know that he knows his time is short and he's just, the attacks are going to get worse. So we just got to prepare ourselves for that, brothers and sisters, that these attacks are going to get worse. They're going to get more severe. They're going to be more often. I praise the Lord that I almost got in a car accident on the way to work. I was driving to work, and an older gentleman started, you know, I had the right of way, and he turned right in front of me, and praise the Lord, he stopped. He was able to stop right away, and I was able to stop right away. Otherwise, we would have had a horrible collision. And so I just praise the Lord all the way to work that he protected me. Thank you, Lord, for your guardian angels. You know, just praise the Lord for protection for all of us, because, you know, the enemy will attack us in that way and try to harm us, obviously. And I also want to praise the Lord. I had a situation happen where I praise the Lord my husband was able to witness it as well. I had made this item that I sold. A lady bought it. It was a mosaic. And one of the pieces on the mosaic had fallen off, and she emailed me asking if I could send her a piece that she could glue it back on. And I happened to find the piece. It was cut in a very special shape that would fit that mosaic. So I found it, and I put it in a letter. So I put it on my table. I was going to mail it the next morning, and I wanted to make sure I had it on the table so I didn't forget it. So I went, got up in the morning, and I went to grab the letter and the envelope that had that in it, and it was gone. And I looked everywhere. I couldn't find it. And I asked my husband, "Did you move? You know, I had a letter on the table. Did you move it?" And he said, "No, I didn't." I said, "Well, can you look for it? I have to get to work and see if you can find it." So I got home from work, and he said he looked everywhere and he couldn't find it. And I thought, well, that's really strange, because I know I put it on the table, and there's just my husband and I in the house. So, you know, and so I thought, well, I'm going to have to, you know, cut another piece and try to, you know, see if I can make a piece that would fit that mosaic. And so then I went in the kitchen. I had to get something out of the freezer. And we have one of those refrigerators where the drawer pulls out of the freezer on the bottom of the refrigerator. So I pulled it open, and guess what? The envelope was laying in my freezer. What? How did that happen? And so I asked my husband. I thought he was messing with me. I said, did you put it somewhere, or you were just messing with me? He's like, no, I looked everywhere for it. And I said, you're not going to believe where I found it. And he goes, where? And I said, in the freezer. He's like, what? And I said, yeah. And I said, so the only thing I could think of is the demons are messing with me. And I told my husband that, and he's like, what are you talking about? I said, well, you watch things you shouldn't be watching. You do things that you shouldn't be doing. Therefore, you're allowing demons in our house. And he just looked at me funny, like, whatever. And I said, no, I'm serious. You know, when you watch those scary movies and you play those violent video games, you are basically allowing the demons to be, you're inviting them into our house. And so he just kind of looked at me puzzled and walked away. And I thought, well, this was a way, I thought this was an eye-opener for my husband, because I want him, if he believes that there really are demons, then he's going to believe, obviously, that there's angels and God and Christ exist. So however God works, I'm totally fine with that. And I have no fear. You know, I praise the Lord. You know, I have no fear against the demons. I know, you know, in the name of Jesus Christ, be gone, and they're gone. But I just wanted to praise the Lord that my husband was able to witness what happened with that letter. And then also the other night he was outside, and he came in and he told me I was hearing weird noises outside. And then I was doing something in my car, and all these weird things started happening in my car. And I said, it's those demons, I'm telling you. So he just looked at me again funny, like, whatever, you know. And so I think the Lord's allowing my husband to see these things. And so I just praise the Lord for that. And so I want to praise the Lord also. He's just blessing me big time with my job. I'm doing better at work. And, you know, I just praise the Lord that, you know, he's providing for us. And I just thank him for all his blessings. And I praise the Lord for my church family. I love you guys so much. I mean, we're such a support system for each other, and we're prayer warriors for each other, and we have to stick together, guys. We're in the last days. It's exciting. And Jesus is coming soon, and the latter rain's going to fall soon, and so we have to, whatever you can do, you know, just be strong and stand firm and stay in the Word and just, you know, get ready for this battle, because it's, you know, the time of Jacob's trouble is right around the corner, brothers and sisters, and we have to be strong. And so I just want to tell you I love you all, and God bless, and have a blessed Sabbath, everyone.
Okay. Sorry, I'm back. Can you guys hear me? Because I remembered what I was going to say. Okay. I wanted to praise the Lord for answered prayer, but, like, it's, he knows what you're going to pray before you pray it. Because I had some experience these past couple weeks, and when I found out about something, and I prayed about something, and it comes to find out that prayer that I prayed was, it seems like it was answered before I even prayed it. And so that's the last thing that I wanted to say. I wanted to praise the Lord for essentially knowing what we're going to think, knowing what we're going to ask, and doing it before we even get to that point. All right, so stop questions, everyone.
Okay. All right, the banning thing with the software, very archaic, but he is banned for 1 month. When I fix it, it'll be permanent instead of just 1 month. But here, let me just double check something before I say anything. Okay. Yeah, how many believe that an email that is christ@mail.com is real? This guy actually uses deception to come in here and preach. Satan moves people to do that. Christ does not. Christ would never have someone use deception. You know, kind of like that guy that was handing out $1 million bills or $100 bills on the street corner, and when you flip it over, it's a track. I says, you can't use deception to preach truth. You can't do that, and that's what he's doing. When he comes in here, you know, he doesn't even use his real name. You know, he uses a handle. And so I just got a PM from somebody here. Michael's praise. I don't have Michael's praise. Oh, yeah, I do have it. All right. That was the next one, in fact. But let me just check my email again. But, yeah, pray for that soul, the one that's coming in here and doing that. It's obvious. I know where he's located now. As a matter of fact, I better write that down for the next time he stops in. Well, I'll figure this out by then, though. I'll figure out how to come on, where is this? This is getting to be a little bit of a problem for me. All right, let me just read a praise, and then if someone else has Mindy's got her hand up, or she just forgot to put it down. So let me just see. For some reason, it's not letting me save this real quick here so I can get it off my desk already. I'll just put it on the desktop then, forget it. I'll mess with it later. I don't want to do it now. There it is. Okay. Yeah, I do have his IP address, and so I know where he's located. All right. As well as other things. Okay. All right. So let me read from what Brother Michael has sent. Sorry about all the delays and stuff, but then when people come in here directed by Satan to come into a church service and do what they're doing, it kind of messes us up sometimes. Usually they don't come in. However, if I forget to fix the ban and all this other stuff, he still can't text in here if I'm doing this right. So I'm going to double, triple check everything later so that we don't have to deal with this again. And I don't like, even though he is a troll, that's a definition of a troll. I'm kind of like, you know, trying to steer away from that because it's a negative word. But when they act like it, you know, they are what they are. and they're using lies to promote their creed. All right. So keep them in your prayers. So, Brother Mike says, Happy Sabbath to the children of God. Praise the Lord for his love, mercy, and kindness. This month, me and my one brother in the faith chose to share the truth online on one messaging platform. One day before posting about the Mark of the Beast, we prayed so that this post would be seen by people who need to see this. A few minutes later, oh, and by the way, that reminds me, I want to praise the Lord. Somebody's out there, you know, making copies of my Mark of the Beast or the Vax, the Track stuff and all that, and they must have sent it to an address that was bad because it bounced, and it came to me. I want to praise the Lord for that. People are sending the tracks out left and right. So anyway, a few minutes later, Mike says, a few minutes later, there was a comment to our post which lightened us up. Praise the Lord for his timing. It was seen by one soul who was considering for a long time what the mark really is. Also, this post and many other posts which we share on that platform were seen by many other people, so hopefully many seeds were and are still being planted. I also praise Jesus for warning me in a dream about something happening at my workplace. At first, I didn't do much about it as I wasn't sure how to act. God forgive me. But then I acted like I should, and hopefully it will prevent stuff from escalating. And then he says, I praise God for his protection, corrections, hugs from heaven, and all his blessings. I praise him for this church and that this SDR movement is going far and wide. Let the truth be known. Amen. Happy Sabbath to all, to you all, Brother Mike. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I know that's, you know, about the dream thing too. You know, I remember years ago, the Lord gave me a dream in the middle of the night. He woke me up in the middle of the night right after he gave me a dream in regards to a partner of mine. I was in business with a guy. We were doing telemarketing, and he was planning on calling the police or reporting a Xerox machine stolen. And in the dream, I was told that when he does this, him and I are going to get arrested. And so I told him, I called him at 4 a.m., and he goes, yeah, whatever. So he did it anyway, and we got arrested. And so because of other issues. But it was something that I should have been arrested for, because that's what it was, more or less the Lord saying, okay, this is where it starts, where you really start cleaning up your act, because, you know, we weren't really doing it right and didn't realize some of the things we were doing. So anyway, has anybody else got their hands up? Let me check my email real quick. I got a praise here from Brother Samuel that is somewhat long. And so let me just check. All right, nope, I haven't gotten anything. And for those of you that are going to send me your praises after we're over and done, I always, you know, share them next month. You know, because I don't know how many times it's happened. You know, we're done, and I keep checking the email, and then at the end we all say goodbye, and then somebody sends me an email. And so, yeah, we'll just share it next week. Okay. So Brother Samuel sent this. He goes, Sabbath blessings, dear brothers and sisters. I have so many praises, but here are some I have chosen to share. By the way, Samuel, if you're here on one of the streams or in the room or something like that, check your email. I sent you a question in regards to, you know, all the good stuff you're doing. Just read the email. I'm not going to mention it. So he goes, firstly, I praise the Lord for my salvation and for what he did for me at Calvary. Second praise is for what went down a couple of days ago when I met my brother Omar. And by the way, I just got this email today, so this is current. This isn't from last 2-3 weeks ago, because we couldn't do internet last week. He says, we hung out for a few hours, and the whole time I did not share hardly any religious stuff with him because he made it kind of clear the last time I saw him back in September that he didn't want to hear it. But when we departed, I gave him the track with the QR code to Brother Gideon's Antichrist video on it. Anyway, we said our goodbyes, and I was walking home when Omar called me, and it sounded like he got a little confused with where he was going, so I ran back to meet him so I can show him the way to the tram stop. Tram, whatever. Like, I think I know what it's kind of like a cable car or something like that, maybe. Anyway, he said he wanted to show me this cool walk he found and that there were some teenagers sitting there. So we went, and I decided to hand the tracks to the teenagers. Anyway, it was two guys and two girls. The guy said they weren't interested, but the two girls started asking me questions, and so the Holy Spirit took over, and I started preaching for about 30 or 40 minutes, and Omar sat down and listened as well. And that reminds me, I love it with teenagers. I remember one time I was working in this building remodeling, and a teenager asked me a question, and I started answering. I signed myself out because I was on my own time, when I preach. And he says, hold on a second. My friend's probably going to want to hear this too. And so all of a sudden, it was like 10 teenagers. Or no, like about 6 or 7 teenagers. And it was awesome. Just, the Lord took over. It was just amazing. And anyway, Samuel goes on to say, they said that they consider opening their Bibles. They are all 18. And then he lists their names. Oscar, Stanislav, Natalia, and Olivia. Then afterwards, Omar asked me about the Antichrist video, if I made it, and I told him it was a good friend of mine who made it. I think he will actually watch it now, and those teenagers said that they will watch it as well. Praise the Lord. Omar said he doesn't agree with me about the future prophecies about the Sunday law and the fake news, but we agreed that the time will tell, and he agreed with the point I made that if everyone kept the Ten Commandments, there would be world peace and happiness. Somehow the Lord managed to find a way to share the truth with him where he would listen and take it in at the same time these four teenagers got blessed. See that? I love the way the Lord works. He goes on to say, and final praise, I want to make is that my 9-year-old cousin Jesse, who I preached the truth to back in December, I saw him again twice last month, and now he believes in this truth and has decided to follow Jesus. His mom is a Hindu, and his dad, which is my dad's brother, he said, is a zealous Catholic. I stayed over at his house after spending a few hours sharing the gospel into the early hours with Aunt Jancy and his older sister Emily. The next morning, he woke me up and asked if we can watch the Antichrist video that Brother Gideon made together. So we did. Later, we went out together so I could buy him a King James Bible, and whilst we were in the town, he was telling me to approach people to tell them about Jesus. So we actually got into a conversation with one guy called James, and he added me on social media and said he would put me into contact with his brother, who was a criminal but recently changed and became a Christian. I have sent an audio message from my cousin, Jesse. So that was the audio. Okay, so I'm going to play it. I sent an audio message from my cousin Jesse. I also got a Bible for his mom, and she said she will read it. And me and some of the church family here in London are planning on visiting Jesse. His mom and his older sister, who are Hindu/Buddhists, but are open to hearing the truth. That's something I found out about. They're open. They're easy to talk to. Not like Muslims. But still, some Muslims are open too. But they're open to hearing the truth, and prayerfully they will come to Christ just like Jesse. He actually told me that he would rather die for the truth and live a life in the lies. And I gave him some of the Antichrist tracts, and he went to the Catholic Church on Good Friday and handed them out and gave one to my dad, who is an ardent Catholic. Well, praise the Lord. Now, let me see. I still have this. There it is. I still have the audio. Let's see how it pops out here open. And it's coming
out. Oh, yeah. I also told
you that. Okay. I guess you guys can't hear that. But I'm going to have to turn it up and put the mic near the speakers because I want to hear it too. Yeah. I can turn the mic off on the... No, then you guys in the room won't hear it. That's right. Turbo won't do the stream, but XSplit will. So I'm just going to crank it and move the mic. And this is Jesse talking. A young man that doesn't or something. I can't remember. But here you go. This is Jesse.
I'm to go speak to people that evangelize.
Right, let me start it over.
Oh, yeah, I also told Sam to go speak to people that evangelize. We met with the first guy, and Sam was explaining something. another guy, and he said that his brother is a Catholic as well, Christian, and he he liked the chat with Sam, and he got his Facebook, and Sam told him about the Mark of the Beast, the folk, and the coronavirus, how they feel, that is alright. And then that's it. And then he came here and he ate it. We went out the door. He got me sushi. And after we had sushi, he got himself some burritos.
Vegetable sushi, right?
Yeah. I got vegetable sushi and he got himself some burritos. And he's going to eat it tomorrow for the Sabbath. So, yeah.
Cool.
Okay, there you go. I noticed how Samuel told him, yeah, vegetable sushi, right? Because the church family doesn't eat meat, fish, stuff like that. That was sweet. And who was this little guy again? Jesse. Let me look up where he starts to say Cousin Jesse. Okay, so it was cousin, yeah. And he sounds like a young man. And boy, that accent. That accent and the accent of the Southerners in America, with the drawl and all that. I could listen to those people talk all day. I just love their accent. It's just like, oh, man. Especially the drawl, because it's just so comfortable. It just rolls off that, I'm not going to go into it. So that was neat. Okay. So let me check my email again. I guess I can delete that. I'm going to stick that one in with the praises here. That one from little Jesse. Because I got prayer requests and praises answered. Okay. There we go. We got a lot of them, brothers and sisters. The Lord, his hand has been moving in this church family for decades. It's about I keep store of them. I just like with my own private praise list, I always write that stuff down because of the way he, I just don't want to forget. Oh, I don't forget, but I like to reminisce about, what he's done in the past, it's really, really nice. Let me just see if I have any of my personal praise lists that I did because I did one the other day, Revelation. Okay. Yeah. But that's personal. That's between me, Fran, and Luke. Oh, and I had another flying dream. I was all over the place. But there was reason, like concrete, that's man-made stone. If you happen to see concrete in a dream, just remember that's man-made stone. It's not stone that you see in Scripture. Like a little pebble would be a Christian, and a rock is Christ. Capital R, rock is Christ. Prayer answered fast. Okay, so that's the one I just shared. Prayer answered fast earlier. Oh, okay, and that one there turned out sad, as I expected. But anyway, all right. And so I don't have any more emails. I don't see any more hands up either. And so, I just got an email. Let's just see. Oh, from Jeremiah, Brother Jeremiah. And Jennifer, if you've sent me a praise, I'm sorry if I didn't see it because I think I got maybe 75 emails from her. But she's one of the dear sisters, and I have a brother that does it too in the Lord that sends me articles. Oh, thank you so much. You guys, you just make my work so much easier. And a lot of times she'll send me stuff that I've already found, and just like with the other guy, but that's okay. That's okay. I said, I got that one. Beat you on that one. So, but anyway, this is from Brother Jeremiah. He says, "Hello, brothers and sisters in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My name is Jeremiah. I would like to thank God for helping us through these times. I want to thank God for being a long-suffering and loving God, because without his long-suffering, we would not be able to stand through this time. So give praise and glory to our God, the Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to the Holy Ghost. Amen and amen and amen." And so scrolling the turbo, no hands are up. Check the email one more time. Hopefully Jeremiah heard that, because I'm not going to email him back. See, and then check my PMs. but I'm in the admin panel. I'll have to go in somewhere else because I don't want to leave the admin panel. I'm going to have to work on something after Sabbath, so I'm going to leave because I lose my place. These admin panels can get very, 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 very difficult to surf for this chat room. Let's see. Just go to POGM and go to the conference room and get in there and go in there and think I'm in here. Yep, it's still admin. So I got, do I have any? Okay, Brother Lewis was the last one. Caleb sent me something. Hold on. Oh, well, yeah. Well, talk to her about it, bro. Don't talk to me about it. So, let's see, Sean, TR, okay, I already answered all those PMs, I'm pretty sure. Oh, this PM is old? Okay, all right. See, that's the only thing I don't like about this this chat room. Some of the PMs, it's kind of hard to tell. When did I get this? Oh, she already, okay, good. Okay, so that's it. Don't PM again. Unless you have to, of course, but. So, maybe I'm sorry, I hope I didn't cause any problems. Oh, okay. That's sweet. Good brother. What is that? Oh, I must be. Yeah, I'm in the room without turning off the sounds. I'm using a browser that I don't normally use. That's why you're hearing those. It looks like sounds like cymbals or something. I guess unless somebody came in the room and I get no. Okay. All right. So I guess that's it. We have a song, and then we'll. Close in prayer. You drop the mic.
I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. Love the thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. What a sight just to see all their happy faces, praising God in heavenly places. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. Now it can be just anywhere. Two or three are gathered there, that the Spirit of the Lord will be there too. There's no fellowship so sweet, there's no thrill that can come in. Be the thrill I feel whenever God's children meet. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. Love the thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. What a sight just to see all the happy faces, praising God in heavenly places. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. And on that great reunion day, when our Lord says come away, and the saints from every land sing to the gate, joining loved ones from the throne, at last we'll all be gathered home. That will be the greatest thrill we've ever known. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. Love the thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. What a sight just to see all the happy faces, praising God in heavenly places.
Please do so. We're going to pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so very, very much for blessing us with your presence, giving us all that we needed to have this last month. Well, actually, 5 weeks, because we couldn't do it last week, as you know. And so thank you for blessing this month ahead of us. And so that when we gather again, in June for testimony, that we'll be just as blessed. Thank you again for forgiving us, cleansing us, and blessing us with the latter rain, so that when you would have us go forth with a loud cry, we have all we need. And thank you so much for making your Bible such a joy to read every day. It's just like you can't wait to open it. Even if it's just to let you speak before we pray, it's just, we love your word. It's just, we love your son. We love you. And we thank you so much for making it so easy for us to love you and to want to be Christians. And so and thank you for blessing the days ahead, especially with a hedge of angels, because it's going to get intense. We know every week it gets a little worse. And so thank you, Father, for preparing us so far in advance. There's people out there that have no, they're not even on square one. They have no idea. We're on one of the last few squares, and they don't even know it. And so bless us with the words that will cut their hearts and the means to do it, physically, spiritually, and even financially. And thank you for blessing the remainder of the Sabbath and this week ahead of us. And we offer this prayer and all these praises in the name of your Son, our Savior and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.